tooth in the itch gel lost 5.8% of its mass. The tooth in the Coca-Cola lost 0.5% of its
Students in Victor Troutman's science classes are using their laptop computers and other technology to create multimedia projects like this one. They combine their research experiments and reports with images and sound.
When I begin to compare a project that uses the technology that we have now to the one that was 30 years ago, you still do the same science, but it becomes a method of how you display it and convey real information versus just on a typewriter.
Troutman told the school board that in all of his classes, students use the internet to get their homework assignments and turn them in. It makes a big difference for local students who travel extensively for sports and other activities.
So part of this is just a delivery system of homework and collecting papers, because if they can get the paper, they can turn it in.
Parents can also go online to check on their child's progress and performance. Beyond the mechanics of homework and presentations, Troutman told the board that the internet provides access to the latest learning materials.
For example, with my anatomy and physiology, I have not ever even considered getting a textbook, because most textbooks are 3 to 4 years out of date by the time they're printed. And with anatomy, is changing monthly. And so what this allows us to do is do some direct, up-to-date research and reading.
Government history and videography teacher Jim Engel makes plenty of use of the computer's capabilities. For instance, Engel combines images, sounds, and text to help students study the progression of African-American civil rights.
They watched Martin Luther King's speech. Right here, it's on there. And then all embedded in there, and then they watch Barack Obama's victory speech, you know, and of course, you know, you got kids from all different political persuasions, and you don't try to, you try to keep it very objective and centered on the history of it. How might Martin Luther King Jr. have reacted to President Barack Obama's speech? As a line from Dr. King's speech, "I have a dream that one day my 4 children will live in a country where they no longer will be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, will become a reality." So they've listened to two very important pieces of history in regards to the struggle for equality, which began clear back with our study of slavery, sharecropping, clear up to the current time.
One of the exercises Engel did this year was to have his students try to explain in simple language the basics of key historic documents like the U.S. Constitution.
And again, the whole goal is for them to put it in very simple terms.
Most people think that the Constitution is a bunch of big words written by some very old men. But the Constitution is something that is actually very important to all Americans.
Engel posts projects like these to his class website, which he's maintained for the past 5 years, even before students had their own laptop computers. English and Spanish teacher Sue Harden described to the board how she could receive, mark, and return a student's paper all through the internet.
You know, I can put in little marks, I can put in commas, I can put in question marks, I can put in long explanations, I can move things around, and she can see that. So, for instance, if this sentence really would be better down here, I can do that, and it shows her what I did in red, so that then she can go back to her original paper and make those changes. She doesn't work with this one anymore. She goes back to the original copy that she kept on her computer. So it's just a whole lot smoother way of marking and giving back papers. You know, I used to.
Harden is also Petersburg's virtual high school teacher. Through VHS, Harden provides online courses to students in other states, while Petersburg students can take online classes that are not available locally. Technology coordinator Don Holmes said the Petersburg School District was well equipped, and he thought staff had done a lot to stay on top of the changing technology.
We're talking about coming through 4 generations of technology to get to this place, and these people have done that. They didn't, you know, they're not still teaching algebra in the 1850s, and so there's a lot of learning going on here, to progress, to stay at where they are, at that edge. And this is not the norm in American high schools. This is not the norm in Alaskan high schools.
One problem local students sometimes face when they travel to other schools is that the internet connections may not always be as fast or as accessible as in the Petersburg district. The school district began providing students and teachers with Apple laptop computers in 2006. In the middle and elementary schools, the units are kept in the classroom while high schoolers receive their own personal laptops to use in and out of school from their freshman through their senior years. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.